This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Edition of What's on Your Mind, beautiful spring day in May. That should have you smiling ear to ear. How are you smiling?
Hey, Scott, may the fourth be with you. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Ah, God.
Phil Parker suggested I yell at you today. I don't know what was up with him, but.
Yell at me? Why?
Well, he thought I should yell, first of all, and I said, yell for what? Why don't we yell about it? Well, he said it'd make more interesting radio. And I said, well, what do you suggest? He said, well, you yell at Todd. I said, well, for what? So you're going to need to talk to Phil. You two, I think, need to work that out.
I'll just say,
whatever. I think there's an HR issue there.
Probably.
We need a mediator, you know, referee of some sort. Anyway, no yelling from me. No yelling from me, especially with weather like this. Nothing
yeah,
to
no
yell
doubt.
About. I don't really have anything to yell about today. I mean, this the fact that Obamacare may soon be repealed and replaced by the House, Senate over to the Senate. How about that? Sounds like the bill got a little bit better. A lot of our listeners called during that last debate and didn't like a few things that the Freedom Caucus was concerned about. Freedom Caucus now on board. So, I mean, it's gotten a little more of a conservative package out of the deal. So I think that's just fine. So nothing for me to yell about. I'm just kind of all excited to watch this all unfold, friends, for sure. We are going to chat today with Governor Doug Burgum and recap the legislative session. We talked now with the House Majority Leader Al Carlson. We talked with the Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner. And today we'll talk with Doug Burgum. We will, in the coming weeks, be digging into some specific issues, but these are more sort of like overviews of the session. But welcome others. I guess we did have one. We had Senator Jim Rohrs on the other day, the same day that Al Carlson was on, following the Eggs and Issues Chamber event for the Fargo Moorhead West Fargo Chamber event. But we'll be doing more of those. And if there are any particular issues you've heard about and want to dig into, certainly welcome that. As well, let us know and give us those suggestions, and we'll do that, okay? So Governor Burgum, first up here, and then we're going to talk later in the program with Jim Tyler, World War II P-38 Lightning pilot, and his son, Kirk. They are participating in the Fargo Air Museum event that is happening on Friday, annual fundraiser for a great cause and a good entity, a good organization that does a lot of good work for aviation enthusiasts, for sure, but also in celebrating some of our military aviation history. And so looking for any day we have a World War II member on, World War II veteran, rather, on the program, I can't yell, Todd. I can't get upset. I can only be happy. You know what I'm saying? And coming up here in a little bit, we'll have the Delta Constructors Call of the Day. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. It's a new feature that we have on the program where we take the best caller from the previous day's show and highlight it for you. The idea is to inspire you to, put your best foot forward and give us a good call. And, of course, one call does it all with Delta Constructors. Give Eric a call today if you want turnkey well site services. These folks get it done. DeltaConstructors.net or call them at 406-250-8151. All right. We welcome to the program once again the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. Hello, Governor. Welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you. Nice to have you back on the program, and looking forward to catching up. Get your take on the recently completed North Dakota legislative session. What's your headline? If you had to be the journalist for the day, what would you say was the big takeaway from the session?
Well, we ran last fall on the idea that we're going to have to reduce the size of government. I'd say with strong leadership from the legislature, we got it done. $1.7 billion out of the $6 billion general fund. That's something that's the size of the reduction in dollar amounts never been accomplished before, and that, you know, percentage-wise, you'd have to go back to the Great Depression to see that kind of reduction. And I think then, you know, not only got it done, but did it with, you know, actually increasing funding through for K through 12, did it with preserving the entire legacy fund, did it during a time when we were, you know, managing through the extraordinary expenses and extraordinary times, the whole DAPL protest, and then also, you know, got some, you know, innovative new changes, you know, happening relative to, you know, education and how we're thinking about corrections and the judicial system. And so, you know, I'd say all in all, it was a monumental success in the first 140 days in office for Brent Sanford and myself.
How was it different than you thought it would be going in?
Well, when we started, you know, running a year ago in January, there was, you know, no sign on the horizon that we were going to be looking at the largest, essentially sort of, you know, civil unrest, if you want to call it that, that we'd had really in the history of the state, that we were going to have that kind of a sustained situation that we had with DAPL. But, you know, it was so then when you come into office and there's, you know, 5,000 to 8,000 people, you know, camping on without a permit on federal ground, you know, that's that takes up a lot of time and attention. And, you know, 76 days after we're in office with, you know, with collaboration and teamwork from lots and lots of people, including collaboration with the Standing Rock tribe themselves, you know, we were able to get everybody off of there and clean up 21 million pounds of refuge, you know, debris off of that site that would have polluted the river. So we were facing really a significant environmental disaster that we got cleaned up before the spring runoff came. And so that was took a huge amount of team effort from lots of different people in law enforcement, did an amazing job through that whole time. But, you know, when you're coming into office and you're trying to hire an all-new governor staff, you're trying to hire new cabinet heads, and you've got to do, you know, full-time emergency management, it was different. We asked what was different. We weren't expecting to have to do that. But, again, you know, great teamwork, and we got it done, and here we are.
Aside from the obviously challenging environment that, you know, the legislative session certainly kicked off with, I get you that totally. I'm just kind of curious, as someone that obviously has been in business and decided to be a public servant and ultimately received the vote of confidence from the voters, you know, you obviously watched as someone in business and as someone that was a Republican and a supporter of many of these people that were there do the job. Now you're there. Now you're the chief executive. I mean, just the whole process itself and how the legislature worked, did it surprise you at all? I mean, is it a good way of getting things done? Is it good governance? I mean, what is your takeaway knowing it was your first one?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, America's an amazing place, and the fact that you can have in North Dakota, we're very lucky. We've got legislators that are have all got other things going on in their lives. I mean, we've got, you know, ranchers, we've got farmers, we've got lawyers, we've got, you know, retired school teachers. When we got that kind of a group of people here that really understand, I mean, we've got, you know, moms and dads and grandparents, you know, and they all come together and dedicate themselves here to, you know, for an 80-day process to try to sort through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ideas, which get turned into bills, and debated, and citizen input. And it's it's vibrant and exciting, and I think you know, true citizen democracy. And so I think it's one of the reasons why North Dakota is a special place.
Do you like the 80 days every other year? Is that a good format? Is that working?
I think it's great. I think it's one of the strengths of North Dakota. You know, I talk to governors in other states that have. They meet annually, and then, you know, then it starts to creep and creep, and pretty soon you got a full-time legislature. And when you've got that, then the agencies, the people that are actually, you know, supposed to go out and do the day-to-day work of the government delivering services, they end up in a constant planning mode and constant, you know, budgeting mode. And I think we had a little bit of that this last year because we had we had a budget set, you know, then we had an allotment, then we had a special session with another allotment, then we had Governor Dalrymple's budget, and then you had our administration's budget. And each time that was, you know, four different budgets within 12 months, each one going lower. And if you're someone, if you're in the private sector and your boss comes to you once a quarter and says, keep cutting, go lower, you end up spending a lot of time dealing with budget trade-offs and less time on execution. So I think the fact that now we've got a budget in place and we can focus on executing for the next 20 months before the legislature comes back, I think that's going to give us a window of time to really go out and start reinventing how we deliver services. So I'm excited about the phase that we're starting right now.
Governor Doug Burgum is our guest. If you have a question or comment for him, it's certainly welcome. Our toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. Text your questions in as well, or give us a call. And by the way, when you call, you can press 1 to leave a message and just leave your comment or question, or press 2 to chat with us on the air. We don't always start the hour with a guest, but when we do, they're a good newsmaker. And the governor's with us today, recapping the legislative session to do that. Governor Doug Burgum, and your calls, questions, and comments as we continue after this timeout. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
How is the route chosen for the Dakota Access Pipeline? This week's guest on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is Kelsey Warren, Chairman and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. Here's his comments on the protests of the route.
There's so many lies around this project. It's just ridiculous. When you're a pipeliner, what you'd love to do is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's what you would like to do. Problem is, that doesn't work. You're going to go through somebody's house. You're going to cross environmentally sensitive areas. So you begin with the route that is most appealing to you, and then you begin to vary it. And that's what happened to us. And so I don't doubt that there was many, many thousands of comments about that this route would be better than this one. And those comments came from all sorts of people. Governments, individuals, landowners, Army Corps of Engineers. Energy Transfer was doing what we were told to do.
That's Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline in the process of working with the Public Service Commission and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the route. Keep listening for more radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind, and you help us when you are a customer of High Plains Apache, and you get a great sprayer out of the deal, too. In fact, industry-leading five-year driveline warranty, leading operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise dampening, fuel efficient, reliable, best resale value. I mean, they have it all. Even that electronic drift management system where you select your droplet size and keep it through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Then if you need a part, not only for an Apache sprayer, but any sprayer, they have about every ag application part you can imagine, 50,000 of them, both locations. And if they don't have it by chance, they'll have it at your door in a day or two. They're at 1701 Eastside Court in Mandan, right across from Bonanza in Mandan. Exit 60, I-29, south of Fargo at Frontier. High Plains Apache, and they're online at highplainsapache.com. Chatting with Governor Doug Burgum today, recapping the legislative session. Governor, if you'd indulge me, I'd love for you to walk our listeners through the math of property tax reform. A number of years ago, an effort was underway to say, okay, property taxes are too high. That really isn't the state's area, but the state realizes it's a pain point. The state has a surplus, so let's figure out a way to do something about it. And does this property tax buy down? Now, the legislative leaders have essentially said to me, Scott, we couldn't afford to do that anymore. You know, it was a good deal while it lasted, but the dollars aren't there to do that anymore. So now it's going to be up to the local governments to do that. Is that how the math worked out? Because I know there's a social services takeover where essentially you're taking those, you know, expenses from the counties and 20 mills can go away. So those dollars will be there. But the difference between that amount and the amount of the ultimate property tax relief that was there last time are different. Walk us through the math on this, would you please?
Well, first of all, this at the beginning of the whole oil boom, decided to get itself more involved in subsidizing local spending. And one of the biggest ways that they did that, and one that hasn't really been talked about in this whole session, was they said, hey, look, we're doing so well at the state, we're going to take on a bigger portion of paying through for K through 12 expenses. And so let's just, you know, sort of roughly say, 8 years ago, the state was paying 50% or less of local K through 12. Now they're approximately paying, 75 to 80% of local K through 12. If you're doing that and you just watch the fact that K through 12 costs more because we've got more students, we've got population growth, and we've taken on, our portion of it's grown by, you know, from, call it 50 to 75, we've grown it by over 75%. So with that, you know, that increase, that every session we go into, then we're paying a larger and larger amount of this, of the 75% of a larger number for the state. And then, of course, we know that the one thing that did not get cut during the session was K through 12 because of the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, which was created back in the 1980s. Which is if we have to do a reduction like we did last year through the allotment process, or if we're doing the significant budget cutting here, then K through 12 has got its own little rainy day fund that it uses to cover so it doesn't go down. But what actually happened between the 15, 17 and now is that K through 12 spending, went up, and it went up by $154 million from the state. So it's $977 million up to 1131. So $154 million of state dollars went into supporting K through 12. So that's an important number to remember. So now let's go back and talk about what everybody's been talking about in the press, which is before the state was paying $23 million of social services this year, which what they're calling the takeover, but it's really appropriate because it's about the state providing the funding to counties for federal and state mandates as opposed to putting an unfunded mandate on a county and saying, hey, you've got to deliver these social services. You should do property taxes to pay for them. It's appropriate that the state pay for those because they're state and federal mandates. So by taking over the financial responsibility at the county level, then the state's kicking in $161 million this year. So that's up, plus $138 in terms of what we're paying for social services. But what the minus is, what has been talked about was this quote 12% property buy down, and that was just like a blank check. That was like a block grant where the state was writing a check and sending it out to local political subsidies. And last time that was $242 million. But if you add those three numbers up, so the state's paying $138 million for social services, paying $154 million in property tax relief for K through 12, you get rid of the 12% buy down. The state's this time is up $50 million. So the state's paying $50 million more for supporting local property taxes than they have before. So it is anybody that says the state's driving property taxes up, not true. If you want lower property taxes, talk to your county commissioners, talk to your city commissioners, and let's start talking about how we design more economic local entities, because that's what's really driving the cost of our property taxes up.
So based on what you just described there, the state's contribution in these two areas, homeowners should not see any difference in their property tax bills.
Well, I'm going to say individual results may vary, because this is the part of the way property taxes change is when valuations go up. You know, so you could be in an entity where you've got an increase in valuations or assessments. If the valuations assessments go up, but your mill levies stay the same, your property tax is going to go up. And so you need to have leaders, you know, who are saying, if we don't need more money to run our local government, and if valuations are going up, then they've got to drive the mills. They have to drive the mills. The mill is the percentage that they're of tax. It's got tax rate. Think of a mill as a tax rate.
I get where you're going there, but I'm saying, but for what you've done here, what you've just described, it's just a different way of doing essentially the same thing, and actually it's a little bit more, according to your math, in the contribution from the state. Therefore, the state should not be blamed if property taxes go up. It's not that this change should not be blamed for property taxes going up. Is that fair?
No, absolutely. I mean, we anybody that says the state's doing less this year than is the math is not, that's just wrong. The state's doing more. 50 million more we're putting towards locals, in a combination of 138 million more towards social services and 154 million towards K through 12. And that's just, those are the facts. And we are, you know, we're stopping doing the block grant portion of it. And this is more specific grants, because the specific grants are going to real expenses around social services and real expenses around K through 12, versus just giving a blank check to the locals to let them decide what to do with it.
About a 30-second answer on this before we go to our next break, but is this plan better than the previous plan? Is this sustainable?
This is better, because it is in the case of the social services piece, it removed the ability for the local entities to raise 20 mils of taxes against social services. So in that sense, it's a permanent thing. The 12% always was dependent on statewide economic conditions. And that's why, again, it wasn't good policy, because if you were a school that took out a 30-year bond, you were counting on the next 15 legislatures to step up and keep deciding to do the buy down. So this is much more predictable form of spending support for the local subsidiaries.
Yeah, this is honestly news that I didn't comprehend, and I think the K through 12 component here got missed in this, and really needs to be out there a little bit more in all the discussion. More with Governor Burgum, a couple of texts to get to, and more welcome.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's open phone time to start the next hour, and then a World War II vet at town for the Fargo Air Museum fundraiser. Love talking to World War II, a pilot today on the program. That's right, folks. Coming up, World War II P-38 Lightning pilot on What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned for that. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the weekly talk radio town hall tomorrow on the program, are brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, about $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, $100 million annually in taxes that go into our state coffers. And the North Dakotans just know all of the above is the right energy strategy. It includes coal, keeps power costs low, ensures that our homes and businesses have the electricity we need when we need it. Back with Governor Doug Burgum on the program. Texter says, please explain your last round of vetoes. Not much info in the news about it. Thanks, Adam. Governor, are you there?
Yeah, I am there, Scott. Yeah, no, happy to do that. I think, you know, we put a lot of thought into the vetoes that we did at the end. But again, you know, I say legislature did a great job. We signed over 400 bills. Without any changes, signed over 40 appropriations bills without changes. But at the tail end here, this last batch, we did send out yesterday nine more vetoes, one full veto and 8 line item vetoes in appropriations bills. On our website, we've got a 1-page explanation for each of the ones that we did if people want to dig in and really see the rationale on why we chose to do those. But, you know, top line was, we were, you know, trying to, a number of those things were trying to make sure we keep the right boundary between what's legislative authority and what's executive branch authority. And I'm sure that's been a push and a pull since 1889 when the state was created, where the different branches of government are all trying to make sure that they maintain their constitutional authority. So that's some of it was that. Some of it was trying to reduce spending. We did take out another $16 million or so of spending in those vetoes, but that's the some of the big news. And then also it's, I think some things we agreed with the legislature. We agreed that we got to get health care costs under control, but we had different ideas about the best way to get that done. And so there's an opportunity for us going forward in the interim here to continue to collaborate with the legislature to solve important problems like health care costs for state employees. So I'd say nothing in there that I think is too, controversial relative to the headline of the the great job the legislature did in terms of taking out $1.7 billion of cost, and did a little fine-tuning here at the end, but we're looking forward to again do the best job we can for the taxpayers in North Dakota.
Senator Rich Wardner yesterday told us that it was a better strategy to fix the PERS thing through your veto, that it was very obvious it was going to be a loggerheads deal, maybe be there till the last hour of the 80th day if they hadn't just decided to go that route. So he supported that. And I also asked him about the other ones based on your veto statement of the others, and he said he agreed. That surprised you that Senator Wardner, one branch is full on board with vetoes?
Well, we certainly didn't. We tried to when we had every bill. And we were sitting on a lot of bills at the end. We, try to reach out, talk to people that were involved with the dialogue on those things, and get people's input. But there were certainly no, we weren't asking anybody in either house about whether we should veto something or not. Those are decisions the governor's office gets to make, and so we made that independently as our own executive branch of government. And it's when people stand up and say they either agree or disagree, that's okay, because that's part of the debate between the legislature and the executive branch, and it's part of the debate that goes on between the House and the Senate. And so I think it's all healthy. I've always felt you get better ideas when you've got surrounded by people that might have conflicting ideas. So I've never been opposed to conflict in amongst people you're working with. You just have to listen to everybody and figure out what's the best path forward. But I think in many cases there we just have different ideas about how to solve the same problem, but we all agree there's a problem there that needs to be solved.
Governor Burgum with us for a few more minutes here. Questions or comments, welcome. Text 2 at 701-226-8503, or you can call us at 258-0550. Another texter says, the last 2 days I heard the legislators say they're there to provide services. Is providing services the role of government?
Well, certainly, if you take a look at what we do, if you call education a service, if you call, our criminal, this whole criminal justice system, if you call that a service, if you call, higher ed a service, if you call healthcare a service, yeah, then we're here to provide service. But in everything we do, I think part of what we've been talking about the whole time, whatever we do, whether it's education, whether it's healthcare, whether it's the justice reinvestment innovation that's happening, we have to figure out a way to deliver better services with less inputs. I mean, we've had coming out of an era where if people got more money at the legislature, they thought they were a winner. And if they got less money, they thought they were not a winner. And we have to change the dialogue from inputs, because a budget is an input, and we got to really start focusing on outputs and on results. Because when you're in the private sector, just because you spent more money than the competitor down the street, that doesn't make you a better company. The way you win in the private sector is with better results. And so we got to shift our focus here towards measuring those outputs, and that's what we're going to start going to work now with the budget set and the entering this new phase, legislature's over, go to work with the agencies and start focusing on how we can deliver more with less and how we can do a better job of serving the taxpayers in North Dakota.
Gary and Hazen for Governor Burgum. Go ahead, Gary.
Yes, Governor Burgum, good morning. Just a question on property taxes. The counties and the cities, those values that are put on the assessment books are based on sales throughout the city or in the county. And a sales ratio study has to be conducted each year, and that is sent in to the State Board of Equalization for their meeting in August. And if those values aren't don't agree with what the sales indicate in that county, well, the state makes you up your values. So, in essence, you can have everything the same, mill levies and so forth, budgets and everything. But if your values continue to go up, I mean, you're going to see increases in your taxes every year on that. And the state mandates that. If we don't hold those values where that sales ratio study indicates, the state will come back and make us raise those properties up.
Well, they will agree because through the rate equalization effort, they're going to make you raise the valuations because they want valuations to be consistent. But when you've got valuations going up, then you're, you know, the county, you're, you know, the school board, the cities, the park districts, then those folks got to step up and, you know, and lower their mills. They got to lower their tax rate going down. Otherwise, there will be an increase in dollars collected. And if government's not growing, then if property values are going up, they should have the mill levies going down unless they have demonstrated need for the more dollars. Because this is this. That's why I say individual results may vary. You know, the state's putting $50 million more out there towards reduction of property taxes, but depending on what your local leaders do, that's what's going to determine what's on your property tax bill. And we got to get every citizen talking to their local elected officials about property taxes because, you know, that's where it happens. And if you want to, if you, in any city, whether it's Hazen or Bismarck or Fargo or, you know, Beulah or Williston, I mean, part of the way that you end up with lower property taxes, you build more efficient cities. And that's what we're talking about with the Main Street Initiative is we've got to build, you know, if you want smaller tax bases, you got to have smaller footprints and you've got to have school districts that are, you know, efficiently built. And then you got to, you know, and when we do that, when we have these smaller footprints, we get more vibrant cities and then it makes it easier for us to attract the workforce. 15,000 jobs open in North Dakota. We're in a kind of a chronic labor scarcity situation. And one of the things we got to do, and I talk to employers all over the state and say, you know, hey, are you having a hard time recruiting people? Yeah, well, we got these great positions, great jobs, great benefits. You know, how are you having a hard time? Well, we got to get people to move here. They want to have their families move here. And the way you get people to move to your community, your city and take that job is you know, you do have great parks, school districts, cities, you got vibrant downtowns, you got something differentiated, that makes your community interesting. And we all got to get on board in building great communities if we're going to get ourselves out of this chronic labor shortage.
Thank you, Gary. Only a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to go to a lightning round here. Quick questions, quick answers. On what you just described for Gary as a long-term fix for lowering the property tax with the Main Street Initiative, how do you get buy-in on it? How do you get folks to come aboard? Get you know what's the plan there?
Well, I think part of what you know, my running mate, former mayor Brent Sanford, the lieutenant governor, you know, who was a mayor and did a great job, you know, in building a vibrant city in Watford City, is you know we have to you know get out and educate people on. What are the real costs of running a city, and what are the hidden costs that go into you know property taxes, and so that people understand sort of what it costs. And this is one of the things we talked about, putting out dashboards so that taxpayers can see you know how their city compares to other cities. And this isn't about, we want local control, but we want transparency and information to help local leaders, make those decisions. And then we want to, again, work with employers, who are the ones, the private sector is the ones that are creating the jobs, and we got to get out there and do our job to support those employers that are creating jobs and help them understand what their needs are, so that we can get these 15,000 jobs filled. If we fill those 15,000 jobs, it's like adding a Jamestown to North Dakota. Don't think of the economic impact that would be if those jobs were all filled tomorrow.
A real quick answer here, higher education, you know, I mean, every session for a long, long time, this isn't new, you hear education, you know, didn't get enough. What would you say to folks, whether it's higher ed, whether it's K through 12, that they didn't get enough?
Well, we talked earlier, K through 12, our spending's going up, even when our general fund's going down. 50% of the general fund is going to K through 12 and higher ed combined. As a state, we're one of the top in the nation in terms of the per capita spending we have on higher ed. We've had huge increases during our period of prosperity here. There is a significant cut that's coming to higher ed now on the one third that comes from state funding. As higher ed gets about a third from tuition and fees, one third from federal grant and other sources, and one third from state funding. And so there is a cut on the one third that comes from the state, but it's higher ed has got to get out and compete because there's lots of alternatives to how people receive education today.
Well, let's pick that topic up next time and others as well on this Main Street Initiative. Never enough time, but we covered a lot of ground today. Governor, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Talk to you soon. Governor Doug Burgum, recap of the legislative session. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Emily's Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Talking with Aubrey of Inner Office Furniture and Design again today. Over the past weeks, we've been talking about the new trends in office furniture, but what about the classics? Are they still around, Aubrey?
Yes, of course. Herman Miller has been built on their designs of the past and present. All their archival pieces are now called the Herman Miller Collection. The Herman Miller Collection presents offerings as well as designs from Charles and Ray Eames, George Nelson, Alexander Girard, and many more. They are timeless designs. One of the most popular chairs from the collection is the Eames Lounge Chair and Ottoman. Scott, we really need to get one of those in your office.
I would love it. Like a Frank Lloyd Wright inspiration there, maybe,
yes.
Or who?
Yes, very similar to Frank Lloyd Wright. They did actually work together on many projects. Do you know what the inspiration was for the Eames Lounge Chair?
I don't.
It was a warm, receptive look of a well-used first baseman's mitt. This chair was introduced back in 1956, and there's nothing like it. It's still around today, and it is actually in the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. If you have an Eames lounge chair from the 1950s or 60s and it needs a little care, we can send it in to Herman Miller's collection team, and they will actually restuff the cushions and repair zippers on the chair. We want your chair to last a lifetime.
And I want a glove in my office real soon. Thank you, Aubrey. To find out more, give the team a call at Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, online at inneroffice.fargo.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Yesterday on the program, I played Hillary Clinton in that interview explaining the election. You remember the one within 30 seconds? She says, I take full responsibility, and then if the election had been held on this day, I would have won. And then if James Comey hadn't done that, and then if the Russians hadn't done that. I'm so sorry, but I can't help but laugh. Oh, my gosh. Maybe I should take up Phil's advice and yell at Hillary. Think that'd do any good, Todd? What do you think?
Worth a try.
Yeah. Anyway, so David Axelrod, you remember who David Axelrod is, the longtime advisor to President Obama and part of his election success. So he's asked about this Hillary thing. Now, he's a flaming liberal. He's a Democrat, David Axelrod. Okay. And is she taking personal responsibility here or what? Here's what he said.
Jim Comey didn't tell her not to campaign in Wisconsin after the convention. Jim Comey didn't say, don't put any resources into Michigan until the final week. Don't do this. Don't go back and appear as if you're shifting responsibility off of you. She said the words, I'm responsible, but everything else suggested that she doesn't really feel that way.
Thank you very much. David Axelrod, a Democrat, Barack Obama supporter, has just told us the following. Democrats are phony. These Democratic politicians are totally phony. And don't take it from Scott Hannon, conservative talk show host. Take it from David Axelrod about Hillary Clinton. Democrat on Democrat. Thank you. Oh, what a glorious day it is. Glorious day. Ah. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it so much I might just go buy a flag and put up a flagpole. I don't know. That's how darn excited I am about this beautiful day. And Jim, the flagpole guy, is here with us, ladies and gentlemen, on What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. Yes. The sun is shining.
My condolences to the loss of your mother, Scott.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It is very... Heartening to know how many wonderful friends that care out there that share kind comments like that, and that's much appreciated.
She left us with quite a legacy, the son who is an important part of our Plains community. Thank you. Thank you, Mom.
Well, I tell you, she was almost embarrassingly so, like my biggest fan, right? I mean, she would be, every show was, that was just great. That was, I couldn't believe y'all, that governor, he sounded so good. I mean, so, yeah, there was never such thing as a bad show when it came to mind. So thank you.
Well, the mourning doesn't stop, but neither does the celebration. I, too, lost my dad, and my dad was the life of the room. He was a Home Builders Association member. He golfed, he hunted, he lived life to the fullest, and he worked hard, and he was very good at his craft. And I'm really thankful that he showed me that, Scott, how to work and how to see things plumb level and square. He was a home builder and a master craftsman. And he also was a Navy veteran, and he had a really nice veteran service. And my dad quit high school to go into the United States Navy, and he was part of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And he learned a lot, and he actually graduated high school at the age of 74 honorarily last October. So what a great man. And Scott, he taught me how to see things plumb level and square, and a flagpole that requires going by the book and installing the right one and making sure that it's standing for years to come, just in the condition that it was installed.
Yeah, exactly. It is important to do it right, and especially obviously if a commercial project, you want it to fit the building. My friend's Vance Castleman up in Minot last week said, hey, I called your buddy Jim. I got, I think he said six flagpoles for something he was working on. He was replacing them or something. And I think, you know, if you get a pole starting to look like it's showing a little wear and tear, or you need a new one, all of these are good reasons. But the important thing is do it right. It's the flag. It's the flag. So you want it right, and you want it American made. Right, Jim?
That's right, Scott. And I'd also like to announce, you know, we have I learned through my father's passing that crematories, my dad decided to be cremated, the crematories actually place a United States flag over the body of the veteran as a last act of honor. And anybody that would like to send me their flags, I will make sure they're distributed to honor Americans and that last act of honor that we have for our United States veterans.
What a great idea. What a great idea. 701-571-FLAG is the telephone number. Or you can go to ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, 701-571-FLAG. Fantastic. Thank you, sir. Good to catch up with you, and we'll talk with you again soon, okay?
Scott, thank you, and God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much. A little bit of breaking news here. Donald Trump travel plans have been announced. Israel, the Vatican, Saudi Arabia later this month on his first foreign trip as president, according to the White House. Conclude with stops at a NATO meeting in Brussels. Yeah, show us the money. Pay your fair share. And the G7 summit in Sicily. You don't think they're preparing a little different than the other G7 countries? I think so. First foreign visit, typically a milestone for a new president. So this one will be certainly one everybody will be watching very closely. Israel and the Vatican. How great is that? Thank you very much. I love it. Great place to start. Okay, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Caller of the day for our friends at Delta Constructors next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.